This is RSB and B Update, episode 145, recorded Thursday, March 20th, 2008. Take what you can get. Hello, everybody. RSBNB update 145, which is divisible by 5, not the square root of anything to my knowledge, but anyways, next episode that will be a square root of something will be episode 169, and the square root of 169 is 13.
Wow. I wonder how many people switched off after you said that.
They actually like that kind of stuff.
I bet 100.
No. So anyways, this week, Paul, PFK99s, is here, because since he won our April contest, you guys can see the picture later of that in the notes.
April contest?
I mean February, did I say April?
Yeah. Not even
the February Valentine's Day contest, so took a while for the schedules to line up and get the gears meshing so we can all be on the same show together, but we got it done, so... I don't know, without further ado, we should just jump straight into the Easter 2008 RuneScape update.
Yay!
Which, in my view, was, rather... There's been worse. At least we didn't come away with a chicken costume, you know?
Yeah.
I would like a chicken costume.
Well, you should have done the event last year. Because that was the reward. A chicken costume.
No way!
It was, seriously. Remember
that?
I'm being
sarcastic.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay,
it's running away in my house right now.
Yeah, they all just get stuffed in that trunk or whatever. But so, I'll lead us through this one a bit. It's basically called the Great Chocolate Caper. So, it takes place in the usual spot where all the holiday events do, south of Falador in that general area. The first things first, the Easter Bunny doesn't really have any eggs this year. So you need to get him some eggs. Because
the Great Easter Egg Hunt of 69.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's the first part. You have to go hunt Easter eggs in Port Sarum, Drainer Village, Falador, and where could you get a fourth one? Or were those the only three?
I have no idea, but I question their selection of the number 69.
Why? Oh right, I remember this from a MSN conversation before.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Interesting. So, first one is in Drainer Village in the Wise Old Man's house. Second one's on a boat in Port Sarum. And the third one's in the furnace room in Falador. I'm not sure if there's any more, because it does show a picture of four eggs.
Yeah, there's one on the rock out right outside of the gate into Draenor, if you're coming from Falador. There's one in the Saruman statue north of Falador. And I don't know about any other ones, but those are the other two I picked up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Because, you know, there were people in the city saying, Where's Egg?
Yeah, the clues weren't very hard. I don't know why you need to ask people where they were.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think it's just the intelligence of the majority of the members' population coming through, seeing as they're just, what's the word? Overjoyed to be hunting for eggs and aren't really focused on looking for them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now, after you bring the eggs, you go give them to the Easter Bunny. So he'll make a pool of chocolate from those eggs. But
why did he need Easter eggs to make chocolate? Why couldn't he have just gone down to the store and got some regular chocolate?
Because there was no chocolate left. It got stolen from last year.
So there was no chocolate in all of RuneScape.
Yeah, that's right. So you had to find three eggs for him to melt
chocolate down.
I wonder
how many females committed suicide.
What? Why does...
You know, no chocolate. Girls like chocolate. If they don't have chocolate, they'd kill themselves. Especially the fat ones. The fat ones would have been the first to go.
Okay. Oh, I've lost my train of thought. Where were we? Oh, yes. Chocolate. The eggs get melted down. And then he has cockatrice eggs down in his warren.
I'm sorry?
Cockatrice eggs. You know those creatures, the cockatrice in the Slayer dungeon?
Yeah.
He has a bunch of those, so you have to get three of those, dip them in chocolate, Or no, just one of them, I think. Yeah, one of them. Dip them in the chocolate, then you brew it. Or no, what's the word? Incubate. Yes, incubate. And then it hatches into a chocotrice. Yeah, it does. And when it stares at things, its glare turns things into chocolate.
Well, like barfs on them. It doesn't really stare at them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It
vomit turns stuff into
chocolate. Yeah, this thing, it's like projectile coming out of it, you know?
He's going to be very popular like with the ladies. Motion.
And then after the thing turns to chocolate, you go pick up the chocolate, and then 12 pieces delivered to the bunny, and then, of course, he can make eggs. That's about this event in a nutshell. So, and then in doing this, you get the nifty little cape, right? No, I'm not.
I wouldn't call it nifty, but yeah.
It basically, Brad, you put it on, it's orange and yellow, and then when you operate it, you spin around, and you spin around, and then you turn into a egg and then hatch out of your egg. Which is quite fitting for some people, you know, because some people are so weird that they could have been hatched.
If we were in a room right now, everyone would be looking at me.
That's like your thing about doing the show live in front of the live audience.
No, there we go. I just gave a visual because I think after Shane said that, there would have been silence and everybody would have turned to look at me. As if to imply that I was hatched.
Were you?
Possibly, I don't know. I can't remember it myself.
Ask your dad.
He's not going to admit it to me, is he? Yes, son, you weren't born, you were hatched out of a big egg that we found at the bottom of the garden.
So, I don't know, Paul, what would you rate this out of 5?
I don't know, I gave it a 3 out of 5. Wasn't that great, but the remote was decent.
Yeah, I'd have to go for that too, you know, compared to what we got last year, the chicken suit, you know? Yeah. So, I'll go 3 on this, but as usual, I don't know, I always prefer the Christmas events. The Easter ones don't really, I don't know. I think it would have been better if we saw a guaranteed content pull. Because I know Kelsey had a suggestion on the forums after this came out, on the official forums, that is, that they should have gave us something for our houses, you know? Which is a good idea, like, I don't know.
Wait a minute. How could it be a suggestion if it's something that they should have done? Jackets don't have the power to go back in time and change their
suggestions for next year.
I'd have forgotten by then. It's Jackets.
Well, not if enough people post on the topic, you know? Because, basically, think about it. What would you want in your house from an Easter gift? Maybe a stuffed bunny?
A bunny. A life-size bunny. A real bunny.
Life-size bunny.
He might keep me out of my house, though. Then I'd have no house.
Just look at the bunny on this picture. See? Isn't that a nice bunny?
I don't see the picture.
It's right there.
No, it's not.
I put it on MSN.
Yeah, I can't see it.
You guys didn't get that message?
I don't see it either. No.
Oh, God.
Shane's a loser.
I gotta figure out how to mute the Adium MSN sounds, but it's on the page for the Easter 2008 event guide, and then about 3/4 of the way down, there's a picture of a bunny. It's got big teeth, too.
Is it the fat bunny that I said Jeff was when we were doing the pictures?
No.
There it goes.
It's an orangish-brownish bunny.
I've got a better picture of a bunny.
That looks like a cat.
Holy crap.
It's a bunny. You can tell by its nose. I just googled bunny and that came up.
Is it just like really fat or?
A lot of hair.
That's scary.
I could look
up
pictures of bunnies.
It looks like a cat.
I've got another scary picture of a bunny.
Oh no.
It's going to kill you.
Okay, that's enough of a.
Look at those teeth.
Yeah, see, that's why you don't want to provoke a bunny. Anyways, we should be moving on. We like big hairy bunnies.
What?
like this bunny that's in the picture here, you know?
Shane does not speak for me.
It's Jeff.
Maybe when he says we, he really means I.
Anyways, the music counter, it now shows how many songs you've unlocked. Okay, how many have you guys unlocked?
I don't know.
As of yesterday, 500.
Okay. Brad?
Let me log in and check.
Yeah. I've unlocked like 515 or so. So I should probably go unlock the rest of them. So.
It's like 530, I think, right?
Yeah.
535.
I'm missing ones from like the Waterbirth Dungeon, Armadillo, Zamorak, and because I've never gone inside the Armadillo place or the Zamorak one, really.
Yeah, if you just run around in there, you get the songs. Yes. I did it. I didn't really want to go in, but I just like ran around and I got them.
It was
decent.
Load.
Well, Brad's loading RuneScape.
Checking for updates.
27%,
37%, 40, 57, 60, 70, 80. Oh, it's slowing down. Don't slow down. Oh, there we go. Loading config.
Mine always loads within 10 seconds of a new update coming out.
Yeah, well, sorry, Shane. You can't be as great as you.
You know, there was this thing once on the screensavers that said that if you listen to someone's typing patterns, you could figure out what they were typing.
I win the unlocked 431.
Well, that's not that bad.
I think
if you had continued playing, you would have had them by now.
Let's go into clan chat. There's only one person in clan chat.
Okay.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, so the music counter, that's good. You can now sell your excess fire caves for 8,000 tokel to the Tazark creature guy, but you can't go the other way if you've already defeated the boss, which is kind of saddening, because I'd like to have a few others so they stay in place, you know? And all the resources that go into it, you know all the resources that go into a fire cape attempt, right, Paul?
Well, I should, but I don't.
Well, it's lots. It's like 2 crystal bows, bunch of Ceridoman brews, super restore, sharks, guthans, top of the line ranging gear, the works really. So
I've really got to do that.
Yeah, you should. You should do it one day.
Be a piece of cake, I hope.
Yeah, and it beats all skill capes.
Ha! But there's no emote. So.
No, there isn't. But the cape is animated.
Yeah.
And if some noobs used to think that you could touch it and like. Do some spell with it. That was always fun. But anyways, moving onwards. The tweak bag this week. Not really bugs. We call it the bug bag usually, but I'm calling it the tweak bag this week. Because they tweaked the grand exchange prices for similar items such as a strung versus an unstrung amulet or those kind of things. Unstrung versus strung bows. So that's good. The grand exchange is something else, though. I'll get into that more later. It still hasn't gone through. God. The Chaos Druid animation has been sped up. Because originally they were taking too long to do the death animation, therefore slowing down the herb rate, which is good, I guess, if you like to fight those. So that's what's been tweaked this week. So on to the player-submitted poll we go. Number 11. Seems like they just started these, you know? Like, not that long ago. I don't know.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Before we started the show, I said it's only been out for 11 weeks, and you went, "Oh, it's been longer than that." And you went, and you just said it's not been that long.
I said it seems, it feels like it hasn't been that long.
Okay.
But it's been a long time, actually.
Seems crazy.
You know, they changed something when the poll came out, so that was a change. And you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Shut up.
So, Brad, first question.
I cannot read it because I can't get the poll open.
Oh, okay, I'll take the first question then. Which combat level were you when you first became a member from 12 Bowling? Majority, 19%. And another 19% say 50 to 59 and 60 to 69. You know, I don't know if that's what it was when I became a member, but I think I was in the 70s. What about you guys?
I was 20 to 30. I got to it when I was like, after I just started playing.
You were a little baby.
Shut up.
I thought I was like 75.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have to look back through old screenshots, but can't get that machine running right now.
So
blue screen.
But look at that, 3 to 9, 5%. Those must be the other accounts. 100 plus, 1%. So I guess what that's showing is that this poll could be used to target where the members' updates should be ranged, so these people will continue to get members, or maybe make the level 3s get members. I don't know. Who knows?
Which is kind of unfortunate, because 100 plus has 1%. So.
Exactly.
Whatever.
It's just something we have to deal with. Yeah. They should have an option to, once you reach 138, reset back to level 3, like the prestige mode in Call of Duty.
I would hate doing that. Restarting from level 3.
You'd know how to do everything again, though.
Yeah, but
it would take loads of grinding.
So?
Yeah.
Took you this long, why not make it take that long again?
Because people don't want to waste that amount of time again.
I might do it, but who knows? I'd do it with farming.
So you'd give up your cape?
Yes, and go back and do 99.
I'll contact Jagex about that, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, good. Next question.
I can't read the poll. Oh.
Is your main account the same?
You have the memory of a goldfish.
is your main account the same gender you are? 93% say yes. 7% say no.
I've got so many friends who would like to be girls in game.
And it's cheaper.
And, before it was like, yeah, you can get a boyfriend. I'm like, I don't know. And they're still girls now. Or they're still, yeah. They like it.
Yeah, but it's cheaper, you know? Like, Dragon Skirt is cheaper than Dragon Legs.
Eh.
And people might buy you free stuff. Well, not anymore, but they used to might be able to. What the heck?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to play a female character. Just, no.
No? What about
it
WoW?
It would make me feel really uncomfortable, like guys coming on to you.
Yeah, and
although,
when you don't...
I would love for them to come on to me and then for me to say, I'm a guy. Are you gay?
They'd probably ask you the same question, you know?
They came on to me. It's their fault.
The only time I've done it is for a few pictures and...
what?
For a few pictures of, like, screenshots, you know?
Gender, taking some pictures...
Of screenshots, you know?
For personal use.
No. Screenshots for our little project. And that quest. Come on, don't act like a 12-year-old. You okay?
I'm good. It's just the way you said screenshots. I changed my gender to take screenshots for our little project. Oh, I've not laughed so hard in a long time.
How often do you die in your average RuneScape session from Very Berry 10? 67% say rarely, 22% I never die, 7% one or two times, 4% several times. I wonder what those ones are doing. You know?
And they're probably the three-itemers hanging out in Fally, just attacking stuff, dying, picking up their stuff, and repeating.
Yeah, or the people who like showing off their gravestones, you know?
Spend $500,000 or 500,000 GP and just die everywhere. Fun.
Yeah, I said rarely, which is true, so... The only time I die now is when I'm doing a clue and one of those godforsaken reverends gets me.
They really need to tone those down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not horrible, but
taking you away
you
from
need to.
Fighting the Zamorak mage?
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, so... Doing the agility course?
We had a rant about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I've experienced that. They do go right across the logs. They go right through the fence, too. They don't care. It's horrible. I mean...
It's like these creatures
at least make
in Star
it sort
Trek
of PKR-like.
That could go through, like, walls and whatnot, you know? And they're very magically powerful. The Sphere Builders from Season 3 of Enterprise. Okay, that didn't go very well. Their fourth question, Paul?
Which of these monsters would you most likely... Or would you most like to make an appearance in RuneScape by Halo 3 Believe? And Balrog, Lord of the Rings, wins with 14%.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Bowser from Mario and the Cookie Monster from Sesame Street.
I said the Cookie Monster.
I did too. Yeah. With between... Dave Chappelle and Family Guy. I just had to pick Cookie Monster.
There was no Star Trek creatures.
Yay!
But there's a Star Wars creature. That's not fair.
Yes, the Star Wars creature wins.
I'm going to go flame this guy for not putting it on the options.
I hope you get banned.
Now I'll flame him, you know where.
What?
Like you know what I do? What I just did on the.
I don't want to know where you're gonna flame this guy. I just feel sorry for him.
Like what
I hope he starts running for his life now.
I tell people.
Why do
about
you keep
them?
Dropping double entendres this episode? First, you say about photos taken for personal use for your little project. And now you're going on about you're gonna flame some guy. You know where I'll flame. I don't want to know.
You're just taking things out of context today.
No, you're just saying things out of context.
No, you are. Anyways, I think we should be moving
no,
on
you.
To questions now.
Yeah, questions.
First one, Brad.
How early do you usually wake up? That question is from Jan.
It's Jan.
Jan.
Okay.
It depends. Weekdays, probably anywhere from 7 a.m. to 7:30. Weekends, closer to midday.
I see. Paul?
Weekdays, depending on the class, anywhere between 7 and 10 o'clock. And on the weekends, usually around noon, give or take.
Okay. And for me, weekdays between either 8... or 8:30-ish. And on weekends, anytime between 12 and 1 usually, depending on what has to be done that day.
So we're all roughly the same.
Yeah, we're all late risers, you know?
The weekend, anyway.
Yeah. Thank you, Jan. What is your favorite cartoon or animated show from Skillpeer 100? We'll let Paul go first, since he's the guest this week.
Let's say Family Guy or South Park.
Oh, those are cartoons, right?
Yep.
Or animated shows. Okay. Brad?
Well, the only animated show I really watch is Family Guy, so yeah, I'd probably have to say that as well.
What's with that show? I don't get it.
You wouldn't, Shane, because most of the humor is like, it's implied humor, it's not obvious humor.
Okay. I really don't watch any cartoon shows.
Shane's favorite is Mickey Mouse.
We don't have that on TV here, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, right, Shane.
So, I don't
is
have
it
any.
Star Trek, the animated series?
No, that was from the 60s.
It actually existed?
Yes, it did.
I just made it up.
It does. It did exist. You didn't
wow.
know?
I put my foot in that one, didn't I? No,
yeah,
I didn't.
Let's see. You go to series and movies. Star Trek, the animated series. It was from, let's see, episodes. There was, aired. First one was on September 8th, 1973. And it went till October 1974. Let's see.
Okay, that's enough.
Let's see. No, there's pictures here, and there's like.
No.
It's alright. We believe you.
Yeah. We don't need proof.
Here's
no,
a picture.
No, really, but fine.
Oops.
What the heck?
That was the Mac noise. Like, see if you. I don't know how to make it again, but. Yeah. If you do something it doesn't like, it makes that noise. Like, that's the alert noise. It only has one alert noise. Like, that's the noise. Don't
okay.
get
why did you
just,
that picture is messed up.
That's a Vulcan. Okay, that's, next question.
He's got pink furry things. Just...
Those are tribbles. Tribbles, little furry creatures.
Uh-huh.
You guys don't know what tribbles are?
And they're on his chest.
Oh.
I guess I just did notice that. Interesting. But those are called tribbles.
All right.
Next one. What should I learn first? Java, C++, or something else from Yu-Gi-Oh! Kid 7? Am I answering this one alone, or do either of you guys have programming experience and recommendations?
I have no programming experience.
I have an extremely small program experience in MATLAB.
Okay, well,
on
let's say first off, let's just say you have a Mac and you just want to get the idea of what programming is about. You could do Python. That's on the Mac, but I wouldn't recommend it to start with. I would not recommend C to start with or C++. Or it's like going out into the wild, wild west the first time you learn how to get assigned to a job or something. So I wouldn't recommend that. Basically, if you're looking to go the academic route and go to school doing this, it would be good to learn Java because that's what they use as the primary teaching tool in the beginning courses. But if you're just doing it for yourself, whatever's fun, Python would be good to start with, maybe. So Python or Java, that's what I have to say. Or you could go with a scripting language, but I wouldn't recommend that because JavaScript is interpreted differently everywhere, and it might put you off from programming. So Java is different than JavaScript in the fact it's on the it's run by the user's computer rather than a precompiled applet. So I could go on forever about this, but I'm just going to say Java. It's from YugoKid7. Oh, my, another question for me. You guys will have to bear with me while I answer this. Shane, where did you first learn PHP? If you learned it from a website or tutorial somewhere, please mention it from Kirby. Basically, I learned PHP on my own by dabbering in little scripts that I had lying around and whatnot. But I did end up getting a book. I'm just trying to see if I can see it on the bookshelf right now. I think it's like a big 3,000-page book called PHP and MySQL Web Development. That was helpful. But I'd recommend either just Googling for tutorials, because basically when you're moving towards PHP, you have to think that it's like a programming language. It's very much like C, so if you're comfortable with C, you'd be comfortable with PHP. Because in the early days, PHP actually used to be a way to run C programs inside the Apache web server. So that's just where it's come from in the past. So PHP and MySQL Web Development, it was an O'Reilly book, which was very helpful. PHP.net has a huge function reference, and all the functions that exist in PHP is there, and Google, that would be my recommendation. Just start with simple things, like, for instance, say, one simple script I remember making was the one using the H1 tags. For instance, you start at H1 and work your way all the way down to H6 with a loop. You get six little things, and, yeah, that's...
Okay, Shane, that's enough.
I told you I could go on forever about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and in that time we're going to kill ourselves. Excuse me.
Okay, next question then, either of you.
Paul, go ahead.
Shane, why do you have no gamer score next to your gamer tag? And Brad, what do you think of this? And the link.
It's linked to Shane's Star Trek thing. Stop laughing at your girl, Shane.
I don't have any gamer score because, well, I don't play the single-player games. I just play it for multiplayer.
He lacks the skill to play single-player
games. No. I just find it boring and I have...
No, he lacks the skill.
I find it boring and I have better things to do. Like, it's just not as much fun playing single-player because you don't have...
He lacks the skill.
Okay. Because... you made me lose my train of thought. Oh. There's not the social aspect, you know, of shooting a real live person compared to a computer thing, you know?
That and you suck.
No. So what do you think of the Star Trek thing? Admiral Ross?
He has a big forehead, much like me, as I pointed out in the topic.
And Q?
I don't know.
That's PFK9.
How can you say that playing single-player games is a waste of time when you think that coming up with a Star Trek character for every member of the community isn't?
Because it was more fun than seeing the reactions, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to add.
Do you guys both like your people?
Eh, he's okay.
MQ was rather surprised that she ended up as Captain Janeway.
Your lover.
What?
Captain Janeway is your lover.
No. So, it's just rather interesting to see this and see the reactions, you know? And there's this one guy, Zach, I think, had that alien guy, and someone said, sucks to be you, to be honest, WTF.
Yeah, he kind of got screwed out of that.
So, I don't know. I'm not sure what the most shocking one is. What do you think the most shocking one is?
That Mike is a black guy?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just shocking.
Okay. Yeah, so. I don't know. That's sad. And that was from Kenny. Thank you, Kenny. Next one, Brad.
Next question. Do you have any crushes? Example, girl in class, at work, etc. That question's from Josh. I think it's very kind of him to specifically mention girls, Shane, especially with you involved.
Okay, that's enough.
Oh, I crack myself up.
So?
Go on, Shane, you can answer first.
And I have to say no.
Ah, that's a shame. Personally, I never get crushes. Sounds really stupid, but I'm generally completely oblivious to that sort of thing. And any of the relationships I've ever been involved with have pretty much been me being friends with a girl for ages and ages and her dropping subtle hints that she likes me up to the point where she has to just say it because I'm oblivious. So, yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't, because I'm completely oblivious.
Paul?
Of course, but yeah, I'm not going to elaborate that much.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Oprah or anything.
So school then, I take it, or?
Yeah,
Shane,
well,
you said he okay. Doesn't want to elaborate, and you're like, I understand, and then I'm just going to ask you questions about it.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Josh. Next one.
You should get this one.
Oh. Hello, Shane and Brad. If you had to choose, would you rather know you're going to die in 20 years or not know if you're going to die in 10? From Gunny239.
I think this question's a little confusing, or at least it was for me when I first read it.
Well, yeah, if you don't know that you're going to die in 10 years, but you're telling them now that you might die in 10 years, or you're going to die in 20, but you don't know, but I'm telling you now that you're going to die in 10.
And do you think it means he's saying you could be guaranteed to live for another 20 years, or you could not take that guarantee?
Yes, that's what I think. That's what I think it means. So
I'd rather know when I was going to die.
Yeah, you know.
Like, even if it was like, I don't know, in a week, as long as I knew about it.
Then you can plan your last movements and stuff.
You can plan what you want to do.
I'd like to know. What about you, Paul? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. It'd be nice to plan stuff, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Same. It doesn't work out that way, though.
Do the good old bucket list.
It's like that, I know, but there was that thing on Dig yesterday about the Australian guy.
That's suicide. That is a bit different.
But he could have got somebody to say that.
People
who
commit suicide generally know when they're going to die because they do it themselves.
Okay, should we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you guys take the next one?
Okay, I'll get it. Right. Okay, what color hair do both of you have, or any guess? That question is from Earth 271072. Blonde.
Kind of dirty blonde brown, I guess.
Okay. Me, dark brown.
Some of these questions are a bit weird, you know? It's like people want to know about your personal life.
Yeah.
Do you have any crushes? What color is your hair?
See,
what clothes are you wearing? We actually had
LOL
that.
LOL reported.
We had that last week, hey?
Yeah, it didn't strike me at the time, but thinking back, that's a very odd question. What clothes are you wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing today?
I say that's a very old question. Shane goes nasty. I'm just wearing Paul? Jeans and a shirt like I always wear.
I don't know. Just clothes.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I'm not wearing nothing, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that is.
I bet Shane feels really uncomfortable there.
Why?
Think, Shane.
Because. Not uncomfortable. Okay.
Why are you sitting there naked?
Next one. Do you all believe in the Easter Bunny from Marking 22?
I think, Brad? You know, of all the things you believe as a child, I think the Easter Bunny is probably one of the first things that you realize it's not really true. I mean, a life-size bunny who goes around distributing chocolate. No, not really. I mean, Santa Claus maybe with a stretch of the imagination. The Tooth Fairy,
maybe.
I'd probably say that's just after. But a giant bunny who gives out chocolate? No, just no.
I saw a bunny in my backyard this week.
Did you stamp on it?
No, it was eating our leftover...
I'm not sure why I said that. It was just the first thing that came to mind.
It was eating our leftover vegetables.
I would have stamped on it.
Yeah, it was like eating the leftover vegetables and stuff, so that's what they're good for.
I think it's rabbit season.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, I can take care of that bunny, then.
I don't think you're allowed to do that in the city.
I'm not in the city right now. I'm at my house.
Oh, and that's not in the city?
Oh, no. We're rural.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, I don't like being in the... Well, even the college isn't really in the city. It's kind of a...
It's fairly open. I'd like to live outside the city because you could go out at night and see the stars without any city lights to interfere. Watch shooting stars.
Shane wants to be a redneck.
What?
A redneck.
Why do you say that?
Because you want to live in the country, you want to be a redneck.
Oh. So Brad believes in the Easter Bunny.
Then, but I thought,
Paul
no, that
doesn't,
is
and I don't. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
You believe in the Easter Bunny?
No.
Yeah, you just said you did. Anyways, hello, Shane and Brad. I think you guys will have fun with this one. Okay, out of the most powerful person in Star Wars and Star Trek, which one of them would win in a battle to the death? Give your reasons. Best wishes from Chad.
Okay, this is a no-brainer. Who's the strongest person in Star Wars? I can't think.
I have no
Darth
idea.
Vader. So who's the strongest person in Star Trek?
The Borg Queen.
Okay. Because
she controls the trillions of Borg drones, and really trillions is greater than one, so what if one person controlling
No, in
it?
A one-on-one fight, she isn't allowed to summon minions.
Why not?
Because in a one-on-one fight, Darth Vader would kick her ass.
Okay. Okay, then in a one-on-one fight, I'd have to say a member of Species 8472. You guys know what Species 8472 is?
No.
No, I know all the species by number, of course.
I think humans are Species 1036.
Just tell us what 847 whatever is.
This is a Species 8472.
Yeah, and what are they?
That.
Okay, what is it?
Well, that's kind of creepy.
That's a
it's just anorexic. I mean, you can kick that.
Anorexic with three legs.
No, but they're like 12 feet tall.
Well, Darth Vader
still anorexic.
Has to do is
no.
Chuck his lightsaber at that thing's crotch.
No. There is no crotch. There's also five different genders.
Five different genders?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a puzzle when they meet? X gender has to be.
They never went into that. They never went into that.
That's a shame. That would have been interesting and enlightening.
I think we should be moving on from questions now, unless Paul has an answer to that one.
No, I don't watch Star Trek. Yeah, I don't watch Star Trek very often, and Star Wars, it's been a while since I got a... Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, let me see if I can find you a video of a Species 8472.
No. Move on.
They're like, here we go.
Come on, do tech news.
I'll put this in the notes for anyone.
I bet one of those really ugly monsters is going to sit down in a chair and go, "Hello, everybody. How are you this evening?"
The life form's 5 meters away and closing.
From where?
So let my parents shock you. I'm quite hospitable. Would you like a cup of tea?
What?
How do you do?
Okay. Okay, that's good. I think... Whoa, Brad, what are you going on about?
How do you do? Why is that Israel?
Yeah.
Is that the school or where you live?
Oh, no, that's my house.
It's a really small school.
Wow. Yeah. It's the one in the center?
Yeah.
I love being really zoomed in on maps, on Google Maps, and zooming right out so you can see the whole world, then zooming in again, and then out, mm-hmm. and then in.
See, he's more open than you are. You just gave me a picture of your roof.
Okay, I'm zooming out.
So who has to manage all that land?
My mom, usually. She has to mow a lot. I don't know, I usually mow the trails. Like, you can kind of see the, darker areas with the lines in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we ride our four-wheelers, usually.
That would be fun.
I usually mow those.
That's a pretty dense forest behind there.
A lot like you, Shane.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not dense. Anyways, moving on to tech news. Vista Service Pack 1 officially released. I'm not using Vista. Yes. Brad's not using Vista. Paul is using Vista, though, so when are you upgrading?
I'm using Vista. I don't know. I think I might do it this weekend, but I'm kind of hesitant to do it just because I'm going to redo everything anyway, and I don't really want to install SP1 twice.
Yeah, that's normally what I do. Whenever a big service pack or something comes out, it just goes on with a reinstall because less chance for problems that way. But people do say it's faster. Like, there was an article, it's faster than the original Vista. So we'll just have to wait and see if this changes customers' point of view. Because I don't know, like, what's the drawback? Why aren't people adopting Vista? I've never really thought about that, but what do you guys think?
I think it was the early stories. Everyone was saying, oh, the driver... it was driver problems, but people said, oh, nothing works for Vista. All my hardware no longer works. Well, I mean, it's been over a year now, and most things are working. I haven't found something that we have now that doesn't work right now. I mean, everything works for me. I've had only one issue, which was a driver from some it was like alcohol 120%, and that blue screened, and that was horrible. But other than that, I haven't had any major issues that I could pinpoint, other than something random that I think was with iTunes, but I don't know.
Yeah, iTunes did have problems when I first started, but so
no, this was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I blue screened 3 times. I don't know why.
So then it's relatively safe to move to Vista then?
I don't know. I'd say it's pretty safe.
And people have been saying once they start using it, it's just so much nicer to use than XP is, you know?
Yeah, you can complain as much as you want, but if you use Vista for a while and you try to switch back to XP, you're not going to want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's just the way it goes with anything, because I know right now on the Mac side, if I had to switch back to Tiger, that wouldn't be possible, because there are just so many little leopard things that I use that wouldn't be there.
I'm happy with XP.
Yeah, me too, for the most part. How's your leopard?
Yeah, it's fine. It's got it chained up in the back garden. It's been a bit aggressive the other day. Had to shoot it with some tranquilizer.
Okay, so if you have Vista, maybe take a read through the release notes first, see if you're ready for Service Pack 1, and if you are, go ahead and hopefully there's no horror stories next week in the questions for tech questions. Hopefully.
Hopefully we'll just get no tech questions.
China blocks YouTube over the Tibet videos. Anybody been following this?
Vaguely. I see it on the news at night.
Yeah, I know. China, get with the modern world. You know, like, communism, they're one of the last communist countries, aren't they? Who else is communism beside them? I don't know. So
my house is communist.
Oh, really? Anyways, internet users in China were blocked from YouTube on Sunday after dozens of videos about protests in Tibet appeared. The blocking added to the communist government's efforts to control what the public saw and heard about the protests that erupted Friday in the Tibetan capital against Chinese rule. There were no protest scenes against the China-based video sites such as 56.com, Youku, and Tudu.com. Very interesting.
The Chinese government, though, they're so weird. I mean, I remember reading an article a few months ago about how when World of Warcraft was released in China, and it was only released in China about a year ago or something, in World of Warcraft, there's a race called Undead, and they have bits of basically like undead, like zombies, basically. And they have pieces of bone showing at their shoulders and their knees. And for the Chinese government to approve the release of the game, they had to cover up the bones on the undead models, otherwise they wouldn't have approved the release. They had to basically make all the monsters in World of Warcraft, all the undead monsters, show absolutely no bones. And they also had to do something else. This is the other major change they had to make. In World of Warcraft, when you die, your character's body sort of like sprawls on the floor in a dead pose, and it lies there until you resurrect. When they released the game in China, Chinese government didn't want that, and they didn't want there to be, you know, if a lot of people had died in game, for the floor to be littered with tons of corpses. So in Chinese WoW, when you die, a little gravestone pops up, and that's it. See how messed up is that? It's like really specific things, like human bones and corpses.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No idea, but and they made the changes. I suppose there's a lot of people involved.
Yeah, and they want the money, so I'd do it for a bit of a compromise, you know?
Yeah, but it's really weird demand, isn't it?
How long do you think it'll be before China, these things don't happen in China anymore, you know?
Never. I think it'll always happen.
I don't know. It's got to collapse sometime, you know? So, we'll just have to wait and see. Okay. Oh, you're going to China.
Potentially, yes.
No, that should be interesting.
Dad's going on a business trip, so I might get a tag along and see the sights.
Wow.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun to walk on the Great Wall.
I'd
wave,
walk around,
wave, because you can see that from space.
You can't see people from space.
Yeah, you can.
I'd love to walk around China saying, in Soviet China, you know, I'm doing all the in Soviet China jokes.
Yes, 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 so... On to something else. The Demonoid Tracker moves to the Ukraine. Demonoid, once one of the most popular BitTorrent trackers, has been resurrected again, this time hosted in Ukraine. The website is still down, but the trackers are now fully operational again. Perhaps a sign that Demonoid is crawling back up to speed. Dot, dot, dot.
Hang on a second. Haven't you got Ukrainian ancestors? Shane?
Yeah, I do, but none of them alive.
That's a shame.
None of them living in Ukraine either. So, Demonoid, I'd be happy about that. I don't know about you guys, but Demonoid was one of the best torrent sites out there. And You can still find the torrents out there, can't you? Like the Demonoid torrents, but there was no tracker, so now that'll work. So, I don't know. That's good for them.
Back up the site.
Yeah, Demonoid.com, that would be great. Because, I don't know. It's just... Well, I did find a bit of a replacement. uTorrent.com. YOUTorrent.com. Paul, do you see this before?
uTorrent?
Yeah. It's like a real-time search thing. So let's say you want to search for Star Trek. Press Enter. And it'll do an aggregation from, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 10 top torrent websites. Mininova, Pirate Bay, ISOHunt, Supernova... Full Disc, Monova, New Torrents, BT Junkie, Vooz, BitTorrent.com. So, I don't know. I just use that now, and most of the time it's pretty good. So, I don't know, but that would be good if the Ukraine did support the Pirate Bay. I mean, Demonoid. God, what am I saying? So, oops. There we go again.
Sounds like your computer has gas.
No, I just pressed a button by accident, so we're okay. Anybody else have anything on this one?
Nine.
Okay, in that case, moving on to the rants. The rants. First one will be for Paul.
All right. This actually is not a vent at Jagex. Although I disagree with what they did to the wilderness, I have lots of things to say and all of those whining players out there. First, shut up. Seriously, give your ranting a freaking break. It is a shame I can't swear I would have cussed already. Second, learn to make a game, Jagex. This one infuriates me. I'm sorry, though, all you players, how many of you have had a degree in coding in Java or recognized graphic designers? If you can make a multi-million pound game, you can say it. Well, until then, read the first one. They are better than you, really. Jagex can do what they want with their game. They make it. They work for it. They've got the education for it, which leads me on to point three.
Yeah, right.
Three, if you don't like it, go away. Don't say, oh, well, I pay for it. I should choose what I want to happen to the game. Is there any game like that? Seriously? No. If you don't like what they did to their game, get lost. Stop paying for it. You can't use that as an excuse. They even stop paying if you don't like it. Oh, I forgot. You only pay so you can get your... so that you can rant on the forums. Well, sums you up nicely, doesn't it? No game, in fact, nothing in this world is based on consumer opinion. They changed lots of things in the world. Oil prices are rising. You can't tell them to start making better oil because you pay more for it, can you? No, that's ridiculous. Jagex can do as they see fit, not what you whining little children want to have happen in the game. Read number two. Get better Java and graphics than Jagex and make a better game. Then come back and vent at them for making a bad game. Go to Shell, get them to take their oil quality up and make it cheaper, and then tell Jagex that they should listen to you for their ideas on the game.
This guy does have a few points, you know? So
this guy's an idiot, and I'd like to hone in on one point in particular. He says, no game, in fact, nothing in this world is based on consumer opinion.
Yeah,
so
if companies
are just going to do what they want, they aren't going to sell shit. They have to do what people want to get
exactly
to buy their product or to pay for their services. So that's just how.
I can tell you that one day there will be a game that's based on what the community wants and what the players of it want. I can tell you that there will be a game.
Hello,
one day.
World of Warcraft. Listen, I'm just going to read a sticky that's on the official forums. We're currently gathering class feedback from players for the Wrath of the Lich King concerning thoughts on new areas of each class that is perceived to be in most need of improvement. Blah, 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 blah. This thread is not intended for discussion purposes, and we ask that you please review the below format before presenting your feedback. It's very important for us to be able to review all provided feedback, and as a result, not following the required format. And they basically ask you to list content you primarily enjoy pursuing, provide a brief description of the areas you feel are most in need of improvement, list up to five specifics that you feel might need change, redesign, or improvement. See? Some companies care about their players.
Yeah, that is right. But wouldn't it be nice to see a game where the players can suggest an idea? If the idea is popular enough, it could go to a vote of the community, and if that vote deems it good, it would be made?
I don't think any company would give up such power that they would allow every decision to be made by a vote, but I don't know.
It could happen one day.
I think I remember reading a story about a political party that was some country, I don't remember, I only remember real vague details. There was some political party that was founded, and every single action that this political party took on everything was voted on by the members of that party, not elected members, but
like the delegates, sign up that hold membership to that party, you mean?
Yes, basically every single decision was voted on.
That would take forever, though, which is...
Yeah, it would.
We have that here.
It's not practical.
Shall we get a coffee machine in the office? Vote.
All right, everyone vote.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, it takes so long. Yeah.
I'm a member of the Provincial Progressive Conservative Party.
Even though you have a poster of Stefan Dion in your room.
Yeah. No, I don't.
You just said yes.
I don't. Anyways, I don't know, Brad, you had a good point about that rant, and this guy does seem to have a bit of a problem, but you gotta take what you can get and run with it. That's just the
run
way things
it, yeah.
go. Anyways. Brad, next rant.
This is the last rant. Okay. Time until next game, 24. His excitement diminished. He knew his parents had told him he only had 35 minutes to play, and as he sadly looked at the time, he knew he only had 24 minutes left. He knew it would be a very long walk to the nearest civilization, so he resigned in sadness to log out. So ends the day of the Hulk journey. Sad face, sad face, sad face. The solution, crap. This is my idea. If you see any other threads with this idea, not mentioning it, and not mentioning, sorry, I'm sidetracked, not mentioning my name, they are the copier. Make the castle walls waiting room PvP. It's the perfect solution.
What the heck?
Half the castle. Yeah, I know this is stupid. Half the castle walls waiting room should be PvP. The other half should be chillin'. If the player were to die, they would just spawn in that chillin' side. No one can complain about getting killed too much because they could always just stay on the peaceful side. Please say support if you support, and if you disagree, give me a logical reason why. It's stupid. Now, I've always been hearing hop worlds. First off, I hate hopping worlds. Profile switching time is way too long, but that's a different story. Second thing, there's always a 5-minute wait time in the beginning. And I loved one of the replies. The first reply was, "Little Johnny, you should have just switched worlds." And I think that's the simple explanation for this rant.
If you have to wait 24 minutes or 30 seconds to log in again.
Yeah.
I mean,
you do the math.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It says he had 24 minutes till the next game and 35 minutes to play. He would have got 11 minutes of Castle Wars.
Maybe that's not enough.
Never enough, Shane.
I know. But, I don't know. Like, it just doesn't seem like...
It sort of proves the first rant, though, saying that everybody who rants is a complete idiot, because this guy is.
Yeah, but that's what we see in the rants forum every week. It's like once in a blue moon that we get a good rant, so... I don't know. Paul, have anything on this one?
Yeah, if there's something going wrong, either deal with it or log out. I mean, you get 35 minutes to play. Do something with it. If you want to play Castle Wars, go to the duel arena if you really want to kill somebody.
Go do a farming run in that time.
Yeah.
Farming run. Yes.
Go change your character's gender and take pictures like Shane does.
Okay. I think we should be moving on then. Skill of the Month update. We have a new leader this week. X-Blades is winning by 354k XP. Second place is Connor. Third place is Kelsey. Then there's about a 4 million discrepancy between the third and fourth person. So... three-person race. But,
yay.
So, let's see. When do we get a new skill? We get a new skill 31 days in March, minus 6. So we get a new skill on Monday. So that should be interesting.
Yay.
I don't know. I hope it's farming.
I hope it's not farming.
What do you want the skill of the month to be, Paul?
Range, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It's never picked a combat skill before, even though it can.
It should.
Can pick...
Yeah, it can pick combat skills.
Oh, right.
Since they nerfed pest control, we put them back.
Oh, no, I'd actually have to go out and use all my Chinchampas and get the fast experience.
Yeah, that would be fun. RSBNB events this weekend. First one on Saturday is the Easter Egg Hunt, which basically a map will be posted in Lumbridge, and you will... have to find events crews that the events crew representatives that are hiding as Easter eggs. And on Sunday, we have a trip to Bandos, which Paul here has constructed an excellent guide on how to do.
Thank you.
So, what would you say the minimum combat level requirements or stats requirements would be to survive?
Without summoning, I'd say 70 attack for a whip. Or at least 60, I suppose, if you want to use a Dragon Sim. Strength, around the same. Actually, you need 70 strength to get through the door, so you need at least 70. Defense, higher the better. Prayer, you need at least 43 plus. Whatever protect from ranges, but in case the boss gets on you, you're going to need at least 43 plus. HP, highest melee hit is 60, so have fun with that. And ranged is 37-ish, so if you don't want to die, anything above 70 would be highly preferred.
Okay, good. I know the reason I died last time was because somebody decided to stand inside me, and I thought the boss was attacking him, not me.
Millennia. Oh, yeah, right. Shane, blame someone else.
What was the reason why?
It was your fault for not paying attention to your health.
So, I don't know. That should be fun. Hopefully we don't die this time. Or I don't die this time, I mean. Anyways.
Get you that hilt, too.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for one, but more on that after. Oh, and your picture entry for the PFK99s. This will be in the notes. Of course, Wizzy, yeah. I love you. Moki, be my Valentine. Marry me. That was the best one that came out of it, you know? Just the background and everything. Where did you take that picture?
I just happen to remember that from the fairy code rings. I can't remember the quest, but...
Oh. Yeah.
I did it.
And then here, I found out yesterday that there's a heart one. Apparently the body altar is a heart. The heck?
Oh, I've never been there, apparently. It is.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That was kind of creepy because you see veins everywhere, so...
Yeah, that's a good point.
But,
oh, and it says this marriage was a sham, annulled the next day in the notes.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, because I don't really want to say it, but that girl's a guy. So, just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Does he still play as a girl?
Yeah, he's one of my friends who likes to...
But it wouldn't have been very authentic if it had been a guy character proposing to a guy character.
Yeah.
Shane definitely wouldn't have let you on the show if that was your entry.
Yeah.
You gotta change it for authenticity.
You know, Jagex does support that kind of marriage because they call it partnerships in the God books.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, they're just being politically correct, Shane.
Okay. So, what have we all been up to? Start with Paul, since he's the guest.
I've been ranging. It's fun. Yeah, I don't know. I'm maxed in combat except for range and mage, so I figure gotta train one or the other. And I've just been camping out at Spiritual Mages with a crossbow and getting dragon boots and paying for range. So.
What kind of bolts do you use?
I just use mithril. They're cheap and they work.
What do you tip them with?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just plain. Get the most experience that way.
Fun. I like crossbows, you know, like the Half-Life crossbow. You ever played that?
I've only played Half-Life once. It was some demo.
I like how you can bounce the crossbows off walls and everything, you know, and you can hit someone in the arm and their body will hang by their hand off of a wall, you know.
That'd hurt like hell.
Yeah, especially if it just was just your hand, because that wouldn't kill you, you know?
Yeah, you'd be struggling there.
So, Brad, what have you been doing in this?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Next question.
Okay. That's me, then. I've been, let's see what I've been doing. I've been studying for some economics. I had that test today, so I have nothing to do now.
Spring break. Yeah.
And did you use my answers for your economics test?
No, I didn't. I forgot what they were. So, I did that today. Last week I did another assignment for the logic course. I got my servers working, and 83 Slayer, of course. Been doing some spiritual mages. Yeah, the most. And I've been trying to find a hilt somewhere, you know. Zamorak or Bandos, I really don't care which one. I'd prefer Bandos, but I'll take either one. So if anybody wants to provide me with one or knows where I can get one, let me know. Because I've been trying since Sunday to get one. No luck whatsoever. The Zamorak one right now is 38 mil. I'm not sure what the Bandos one is today. Any ideas?
I know you want to sell
you one.
Yeah, that's
right.
33.
Okay, so
last I checked, it was 33, which makes me tick, because that means there goes 7 mil.
Well, what'd you buy yours for?
I got full Bandos God Sword for 40.5. Yeah.
I'm thinking all my stuff is depreciating. After seeing that, I'm just going to go with the Zamorak one, because it seems like nobody's really that enthralled over that one, you know?
Yeah, the special is not that great.
But it freezes something.
Why would you
ice
get...
Ice barrage.
You make no sense, Shane.
Why?
Because why would you get something just because nobody else likes it?
Easier to get.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing, unless anybody... That does really test the whole point of the Grand Exchange, you know? It's not really that grand, and it does have its problems.
It's not really that exchange, either.
No, it's not. So
it's the Grand Ripoff.
The Grand Ripoff. That should be the title for this show.
Yeah,
even
maybe,
we said it in the last 5 minutes.
Oh, well, that still counts. And there's been no swearing this week.
Oh, damn it.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. Oh, and little word of warning, next week's show will be live, same time on Thursday, 2 p.m. RSB&B time, 8 p.m. GMT. Show will be live, so be sure to tune into TeamSpeak for that.
Good show.
I think that's it. RSB&B update 145 is done for PFK99, SilverWiz9, Paul, and Brad at saidbybrad.com. You can see his little search terms there.
They have been posted.
See everyone.
Goodbye.